Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Let's turn to my guest who's here this morning. Lisa Hutchins is standing by. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great.
Busy week for you with Mark Wills coming tomorrow.
It is, but it's exciting.
It is exciting, and there's a lot of other things going on at the Civic Center. Lots of construction, if folks haven't been by. Big changes.
Big changes. There's no more front left, and the whole place is completely fenced in. So
yeah.
If you're coming to the Civic Center, for example, for tonight's forum or tomorrow's concert.
Right.
Go in on the east side off of Allen.
That's
basically the only access point. So you will have to park and walk, or you can drop folks off on Allen and then go park.
Okay. And there's still parking available off of the Errington Street, right? Between Errington and Main.
Yes, off those of Errington lots. And off of Barron. There's lots of parking. You just have to walk around.
But the entrance is from the east side.
Yes, off
Allen.
That's
what you're saying. So, okay. And this is all part of the major remodeling of the Civic Center. And actually, the theater has been redone, right?
Yes, the theater's done. The lobby's done.
Okay.
Boardroom, all new carpet, paint, new equipment, roof, HVAC, cooling.
Yeah, all kinds of cool excited. Things to
yeah.
see, right,
mm-hmm.
for everybody. And then the next phase is the ballroom, I suppose, with that big project, right?
The event center and meeting side, they're all the way into demo. There's walls missing and all kinds of stuff happening over there. So.
Okay. And you've been booking acts like we've been talking about. And so let me ask you a bit about Gallagher, because this is a comedy show and...
Mm-hmm.
You've got a brand new theater. He's going to smash watermelons. Is that what he's going to do?
Right. It's a little crazy.
Right.
But they called and said it's his farewell tour, and they really wanted to come to Farmington and made us a great deal. So we said, sure, we'll cover up the walls the best we can and let the watermelon fly.
Okay. Well, you got all that warranty, so why not
right?
test it out, right?
Do it while it's under warranty.
Yeah.
Good plan.
Exactly. Well, he spent a few minutes with me, so I want to play the interview that I had with Gallagher.
Okay,
he's
great.
Quite an interesting fellow.
I bet so.
Yes, he is. Here we go. I'm talking with the one and only Gallagher, who will be performing here in Farmington at the Farmington Civic Center and also performing with Artie Fletcher. And Gallagher, thank you for your time today. It's great to speak with you.
Well, I want to talk to everybody and get them fired up about the show.
Well, tell me about the show. This is great. You are touring. You're coming to New Mexico. And I think you've been here maybe once before, but it's been a few years, to Farmington at least.
Yep, I'll go to wherever they are, and I'll bring the show to them. I can't trust them to, you know, drive to some big place. I just go all over, if you look at my schedule.
Yes.
But Farmington's pretty big.
Well, it's not too bad, but we appreciate you coming to see us, and I know the folks here are getting excited about seeing you in person on stage.
I always have so much to say. I have so many new projects and so many new ideas, and I'm excited to tell people about them.
Well, let me ask you a little bit about some of those projects, because a lot of folks may not think of you in those regards, but you've got a lot of irons in the fire, it sounds like to me, some movie ideas and some projects with veterans. So let me ask you about some of those. Talk to me about your idea.
I'm most excited about Enhedawana. I know it's a strange name, but if you Google heroin, you get her. And this is the age of the woman. We want women projects out of Hollywood.
Right.
And I think this would make a wonderful movie. It takes place before even the Egyptians made the pyramids. And so it could be really punky. I pitched it to Beyonce and Jay-Z, and I didn't hear back from them. So now I'm going to go with Rihanna.
Okay. Let us know what she says. You haven't heard back from her yet?
No.
Okay.
And I'm trying to write a movie for Jennifer Lopez. We have the same birthday.
Okay.
And I've written a really fun story for her. And so I'm hoping that she gets back to me. And, yeah, I've got a couple ideas for veterans. They just pop in my head. You know, a good idea is a terrible burden. You have to find the soil where it'll grow.
Right.
And I think that families should make a wreath on Veterans Day with little props in it that describe the fallen hero. And that way the cemeteries won't look so uniform. You know, the government just loves for everything to be the same.
Sure.
I got this idea when they wanted me to help them raise money to buy wreaths. And I said, there's pine trees everywhere. Why do we need to buy a wreath? You know?
You can make it.
Yeah. And then I had the idea that music can help you heal. And we shouldn't have our veterans convalescing without having an instrument in their hand. You know, when your body vibrates, it's very healing. And you're like telling your body, I want to live. I want to sing.
Right. And so one of your ideas is to collect instruments, musical instruments for convalescing
veterans.
We
can use the internet. You could just put up a site and put the different guys or girls that are convalescing and their dream. I'd always wanted to play the saxophone. I'd love to have a keyboard, whatever. I need a guitar. I want to play a banjo. And then you say, well, we got one out in the garage. And then you just get together. It doesn't even take any money. You just use the internet to connect people. You can do it using the radio.
That's right. That's very true. And all these.
And then my idea is those guys get together and call it the Purple Heart Band. Wouldn't it be great to hear and to hear their stories that they have healed and now they're making music together? What a wonderful thing, using the internet.
That's true. That's true. And you mentioned some of your film projects and your other ideas, and we hear a lot about empowering women, and that's something about...
I know. I can't believe I can't sell this idea at this time. There was that lady that won the Oscar, and she said, don't just tell me good things at a party. I want to have a business meeting. Let's talk about... And this is the first person ever given credit for being an author is a female, the princess, the daughter of the king of Acadia, and he leaves her in enemy territory to try to meld two religions together. They had... This is way before any religion. This is 2600 B.C.,
right.
They had many gods back then. They were, you know, nutty folks.
And you've got, you're so involved with so many different things, but you still, obviously, comedy is still one of your favorite things to do.
I got it on my Facebook. I can't believe that Christians didn't jump on my idea. You know, people say, cross my heart and hope to die. That's a dumb thing to say. You should say, cross your heart and you never die. If the heart is crossed with the Christian cross of Jesus. And so I thought, well, this makes a wonderful pillow or brooch or, you know, kitchen towel or just cross my heart and never die. And so I put it up on my Facebook and like 10 people gave me a thumbs up. 10 people in the whole world. God, it's so discouraging sometimes, the internet. So I'm telling you now, so maybe Christians in the area will look at it and say, he's right. I'm going to make some kind of crochet thing or something. It's one, you could say cross my heart or cross your heart. One way you're being proud that you're a Christian. The other way you're being a missionary, either way.
Right. Oh, okay. I follow you there.
I get these ideas and they're I'm telling you, I have a wonderful idea for family reunion facilities. I think that kids join gangs just to have a family feel. And if we had places where families could have a reunion, not a hotel where they're on different floors and they can't commune and cook their own food. And so I'm trying to sell that idea to Universal and Disney to have it on their property and do a TV show. But they really belong everywhere. Farmington should have. I'll look around there and see if there isn't a building nobody knows what to do with, about 8,000 square feet. And you put bedrooms with no bathrooms. That way it won't cost so much.
Right.
And then you have one bathroom for the boys and one for the girls. And the girls' bathroom has makeup mirrors, just like we have in the theater dressing room for the dancing girls. I think they'd love to have a nice bathroom where the men can't come in. They can get ready for like a wedding.
Yeah, that's true.
Now I have architectural ideas. I'm telling you, I get so many ideas, and they back up if nobody does anything about them. And then I've got songs.
Right.
I made a couple of videos just the other day. I made one. I got 400 views. Thou Shalt Not. I put four of the Ten Commandments to a beat. And, you know, because I think 10's too much negativity for the kids. So I just picked lying and stealing and hurting each other and honoring your parents. And I made a rap about it, and I put it up there. I love the internet when it does what I want it to, and I don't like it when it doesn't.
I understand. You've also written some poetry. Am I seeing some of that on your website? Is that true?
Yes. I think I'm mostly a poet. You know, the Sledge-O-Matic routine was a long poem.
Right.
In the modern kitchen, there is a standard rule that for every kitchen task, you must have the proper tool. It went on and on. But you can see a video of it on YouTube. The old days when I was on Merv Griffin and I had my pop-up circus tent, I love the fact that I've got 5 pages of videos on YouTube, and I didn't post any of them.
Well, your fans did.
I know. It's just wonderful. I love when they bring their kids, you know, because
right.
they don't know what to do with these kids. I had a kid on the front row of my show the other night who played a video game on his mom's phone the whole show.
Well, that can't be good.
No! What's he doing? Why'd they drag him out and put him on the front row of the show?
Yeah, that's
true. I crashed that phone when I smashed my food.
Good for you. Now, Gallagher, let me ask you, because you're going to be appearing with Artie Fletcher, and you've got a kind of a novel idea for your performances too, right? You two working together.
Yeah, I think that it's silly the way comedians just work the audience one at a time, like it's some kind of a tag team or a relay. So Artie and I are on the stage all the time together, and so things move faster.
Gotcha.
And we're pushing the envelope even on live entertaining. That's what it is to be an American, to boldly go where none have gone before and try new things and be inventive.
Well,
I'm
going
to fire people up there in Farmington when I get there.
We're excited to see you. And it's a brand new theater. Did they tell you that? That our theater that you'll be performing in has just been recently remodeled. So you're in a brand new space.
All right. We'll christen that.
I hope you do. Well, Gallagher, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We can't wait to see you here in Farmington. Have a safe trip.
All right. Bye-bye.
That is the one and only Gallagher, who is going to be performing here at the Farmington Civic Center. Coming up on June the 1st, Lisa Hutchins, the manager of the Civic Center, is my guest this morning. He's going to christen your theater, Lisa. Good luck with that.
Sounds like it, right? I probably need that luck.
Yeah. Order some extra...
Something,
painting
right?
plastic yep. or something. I don't know what you're going to cover everything with. But anyway, but we do have some tickets to give away, right?
We do.
For the Gallagher Show. You're being very generous to do that for KSJE listeners. And so let's give away some tickets to maybe the first couple of callers who want to give us a call this
yep.
morning at the radio station to go see Gallagher. It's coming up on June the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at 7:30, 7 o'clock?
7:30.
7:30 at the newly redecorated, remodeled Farmington Civic Center Theater in Farmington, 7:30 on June the 1st, everybody. And that's coming up a week from Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody check it out. Give us a call this morning at 505-566-3909, 566-3909. We have a couple of tickets to give away. And while we're answering the phones, take a short break. And we'll come back and talk more with Lisa Hutchins in just a minute right here on KSJE. This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center.
I'm Scott Micklin. My guest on the radio this morning, Lisa Hutchins, is here from the Farmington Civic Center. Once again, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Congratulations to a couple listeners who are listening and got free tickets to see Gallagher on June the 1st. And you have another concert coming up tomorrow night, actually.
Yes.
A lot sooner than June the 1st, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Mark Wills is coming back
Mark
to Farmington,
Wills.
Right?
Yes, we're excited.
And he is, gosh, he was like the top male vocalist in 1988, I think, from the Country Music Awards, and just got a lot of great kudos early in his career and still putting out new music. So very exciting.
Yeah, some
nice
people
guy to work
don't,
with.
Yeah, he's great to work with. Some people don't know his music, but Google it, YouTube it, you'll hear him and you'll recognize his songs. And he's a great performer, very energetic, very interactive with the audience. So it'll be a good show.
And I know, you know, as someone who has to book some of these guests, you're always looking for folks who'll come to Farmington and perform and new and different things for audiences. I know you ask people from time to time through social media what types of acts they'd like to see.
I do.
Coming into town and things like that. So.
I do. We are definitely on the map now. People call us every day, agents, seeing if their talent can perform here. So if there's something you want to see or some type of entertainment, let me know because I'm interested in that. Whatever will sell tickets.
Exactly. And there's been a few events that have sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a few, but probably some, a lot.
We've had a few. We had Pat Benatar and Cole Swindell and Dustin Lynch. And we've had a few that we've gotten lucky and they've kind of hit a number one the week of or week before or something. And that helps sell tickets. So.
It does help sell tickets. Mm-hmm. So, but that's very exciting. Well, I got a chance to talk to Mark Wills yesterday to talk about the show. And so let's listen to what he had to say.
Sounds good.
He's a little calmer than Gallagher. I know it's maybe hard to believe. But he is, just a little bit. Joining me now on the telephone, Mark Wills is going to be here Thursday night performing at the Farmington Civic Center. Mark, good morning.
Scott, how you doing, man?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just getting ready to head out of Atlanta and head toward Farmington. Looking forward to getting out there and seeing you guys.
Excellent. I hope you have that direct Atlanta to Farmington flight that's booked for you.
Well, we're flying into Albuquerque.
Yes.
But man, I came out a couple years ago and did some hunting out there and just loved that drive. And,
right.
And so me and the guys are gonna fly in and we're gonna drive over and get to see it in the daylight because last time we did it it was dusk and then when we flew out the next morning it was really early, and we left out early that morning, so we're going to get to see it in the daylight.
Excellent. Well, perfect. Well, I know a lot of folks were excited to get you guys back in Farmington to perform for us. It's been a few years since you were here the last time, right?
It has. We came out and did a breast cancer benefit and had a great time with all the folks that came out to see us that night. And we met Lisa, and they took us on a little tour of the Civic Center and you know told us that they wanted to have us come back, and then when this came through we were jumping at the gun. It was kind of like, hey man, we've been waiting on this one to come back and be an offer for us, so we're looking forward to seeing y'all.
Terrific. Well, tell me a little bit about certainly you are well known in country music circles, of course, the best new top male vocalist from 1988, I should say, from the Academy of Country Music, and you've been very active in the country music scene ever since, I must say.
Well, we have. I started my career in 96, and we had Jacob's Ladder, and we kind of started off, you know, hot right off the bat with all the music. And the last few years, you know, we've just sort of taken it easy a little bit, working on some new music now, which is something that's, in my opinion, long overdue. Myself and the guys in the band have been working on some new songs. We are in the process of trying to find a new label home or figure out if we're going to do it on our own or if we're going to go back to a record label. And so that's kind of the sticking point right now to figure out exactly what we're going to do. But we're going to showcase some new music, you know, to all the folks that come out and see us Thursday night, and we're going to have a great time. So it should be a time to remember.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you if you're going to sing some of your new material for us when you're here in Farmington tomorrow night.
We are. We're going to play some of the new stuff, and of course, we're going to play, you know, all the stuff that people, you know, have come to love over the years, starting from the very beginning with Jacob's Ladder, all the way up through 19 something, and then some of the stuff that we did on a couple records after that.
Nice, nice. And from what you're talking about record labels and things like that, it kind of reminds all of us that performing and music is a business.
Well, it is a business, you know. I mean, you kind of have to figure out the best direction to get out there and get the new music heard. You know, if you're not worried about the new music, if you're not worried about competing with today's artists, then you can just go out and play, you know, the hits or the songs that you've had on the radio since then, you know, or you know, that have been on the radio. But for us, it's all about coming out with new stuff. It's all about continuing to sort of grow the musical legacy. And
right.
And we've been very fortunate throughout the last two decades of my music career to continue to have hits, and we want to continue to do that now.
And talk to me a little bit about the genre of country music. We play some classical and some jazz at this radio station, but I know we have a lot of fans who love country as well, and certainly there are no shortage of radio stations in this area that play country music. But what do you love most about country music?
Well, I love the truth of country music. For me, you know, I grew up a kid of the late 70s, early 80s. I mean, I was born in 73, so you know, we have very much been able over the last, you know, two decades to really watch the industry change. You know, for me, the country music industry right now has sort of gotten away from what I think made it great. And what I mean by that is, you know, I love the songs that tell stories. I love great melodies. I love great lyrics, and that's the country music that I love. And so, you know, with the new music, a lot of the newer stuff that's out there now, that's not really the direction that it's going. And we've just sort of decided with the new stuff that we're going to do, that's the direction we're going to take it back to. We're going to take it back to that 80s, 90s country, you know. Change up the production a little bit, but at the same time, tell some great stories. And I think that's going to be, I hope it's going to be really accepted by the country music fans that are out there.
Well, I bet they'll be accepted by your fans for sure, and probably
Absolutely.
More, right?
Hopefully.
Right. But there seems to be a couple of camps when it comes to country music. The folks that kind of like the more classic country, and maybe some of the folks that like the more modern stuff or the crossover stuff. And so where do you see yourself fitting into all that?
Well, here's my thought process. You remember a few years ago when grunge music came out and
I
all
do.
The hair bands and all that kind of stuff went away.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then 10 or 15 years later, you're going to the amphitheater and you're seeing a sold out crowd that's there to see Def Leppard and Poison. You know,
right,
well,
right.
I kind of feel like that's where we are right now. We're just going to kind of do it from a different direction. We're going to give the country music fans the ability to hear something a little different. I mean, a lot of the stuff out there just sort of sounds the same right now, and that's okay. That's quite all right. If that's what's being pushed by the mainstream, that's okay. But I just feel like, just like those rock and roll fans that wanted to hear something other than the grunge music, they still went out and bought the tickets when the other stuff came back to town, when the Poisons and the Def Leppards and all that came back to town, the folks that hadn't had a song on the radio in a long time. And so I kind of feel like that's where the country music world's at right now. We've got a lot of great artists out there that are still singing great and still make great music. They just may not be the ones that are being heard at radio as prevalent as some of the other stuff, and that's okay. But we can still get out there and have a good time with the best of them.
And it seems to me that the music industry as a whole is constantly changing, evolving, lots of competition, lots of...
And that's not always a good thing.
Well, right. But it's really important to be part of an industry for 20-plus years to keep on top of things, I would think, right? And to stay one step ahead.
I think what you have to do in today's world is just be true to who you are. And, you know, and if you want to continue to morph everything into whatever's the latest and the greatest and all that kind of stuff, then, you know, then that's fine. But that's not, that, to me, that's not being true to your craft and what you believe is best suited for you and your fans. And we'll, you know, we'll just continue to play the music that we love and hope they'll come out and support us.
I bet they will. I'm talking with Mark Wills this morning. He's going to be performing tomorrow night, Thursday night, at the Farmington Civic Center. And as I told you, I think, before we came on the air this morning, it's a brand-new theater. They almost remodeled just for you, it sounds like.
Well, I'm not sure that that's the case. But but we, like I said, we took a tour of it with Lisa when we were there a couple years ago.
And, yeah.
And we were like, yeah, we'd love to come back and play here. And so now that the renovation is done and it's ready to go, we're going to come in there and have a good time.
You're going to put on a great show. I know you are, and I know
we'll do our best.
A lot of folks are excited about it. Is there anything about maybe working some of these mid-sized or smaller venues that you like? Does it get you a little bit closer to the audience?
It's a lot closer to the audience. It's a lot more ability to look at the people and touch base and really kind of, you know, draw them in. And that's what, you know, that's what I love about these theaters is that you can do that. You know, in an arena that holds 20,000 people, it's hard. It's hard to hold those folks right there in the palm of your hand and really emotionally, you know, touch them. And so that's the music that I have put out. I mean, if you go back and you know anything about my discography, you know, that we've had a lot of very touching songs. And to me, that's the importance of music, when it can touch you, when you can get in there and just reach out and kind of one-on-one. Even though there may be, you know, 1,000 people in that room, you still feel like it's a one-on-one deal. And that's pretty cool.
I think a lot of folks are looking forward to it tomorrow night. Mark Wills, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
Mark Wills, who will be in Farmington tomorrow night at the Farmington Civic Center. My guest this morning, Lisa Hutchins, is here, the director of the Civic Center, with another great concert coming up.
Yeah.
People love their country music concerts at the Civic Center.
They do.
They really do. And again, you're going to help us give away some tickets this morning, right?
Yeah, let's do some tickets and let's do a couple meet and greets too.
Oh, how about that? Okay, so we'll do them separately. So we'll take the first few callers and Lisa will tell me when to stop giving things away at 505-566-3909, 505-566-390.9 to go see Mark Wills tomorrow night at the Farmington Civic Center, the brand new theater.
Brand new theater. Come check it out.
New carpet, new stuff, new lights.
New stuff. Yeah, it's fancy.
New heating, cooling.
Yep.
All kinds of things. So give us a call and check out Mark Wills tomorrow in concert at the Farmington Civic Center. We'll get you some tickets and some meet and greets, which allows you to meet and greet.
Yeah, you'll get to meet Mark before the show.
Okay. Some little backstage things and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So give us a call this morning, everybody, and we'll give those tickets away in just a few moments. In the meantime, lots of renovations at the Farmington Civic Center. The front yard, as you will, is totally...
completely torn up.
Torn up.
Trees gone, amphitheater gone, no more grass, it's just dirt.
Yeah. So they're moving things around, but it's going to be really cool when they get it all done, right? Because the
whole
concept is to have this big grand lawn almost in the front or open space.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a big plaza area where we can have festivals. They're upgrading the power. We're going to have sound out there. So it'll be more conducive to tying things in with downtown and doing great things down there.
Very cool. But a lot more open spaces, and you can do some outdoor events, I suppose, too.
Yes, you could set up big tents. We have a little area for wedding ceremonies. We can have outdoor concerts. So it's pretty exciting.
Nice. And then the other side of the Civic Center, which you talked about being the kind of event space and the ballroom and all mm-hmm. that, is also going to be going under some renovations, and that will be quite different as well, right, when it gets all done.
Mm-hmm. Again, some of it you won't see, you know, new roof, new HVAC, all the stuff that matters but isn't visible. But we're also adding 3,500 square feet to the ballroom, so you'll have not only more ballroom space but more breakout space for conferences. And then our smaller meeting rooms will all be upgraded as far as AV and sound, and it'll be more conducive to conferences and meetings and lots of flexibility.
And I think from the plans you're going to have some kind of controlled outdoor space for, like, beer gardens, or if folks want to have an outdoor event, it's a little bit separate from just the outdoors of the Civic Center, that folks can have a more private event outdoors.
Currently, what is known as room C and D will be combined, and there will be a courtyard outside of that. So if you have a smaller meeting or, you know, a wedding and you want to have a reception outside or some sort of social attached to your meeting area, you can do that fairly simple.
Very exciting. Well, that's all coming, and it's going to be done by when?
October 20th.
Next week?
Oh,
October
I wish
20th.
Next week. I'd be having a party.
I bet you will when it gets all done anyway.
We will. We have October. Some grand opening stuff that'll be super
very
fun.
Very cool. So this summer, there's going to be a lot of changes around the Civic Center. This is when a lot of the work will get done, I imagine.
And it changes fast. La Plata Construction's there one day or 1 hour. You walk out and there's stuff missing and moved around. So it's hard to keep an eye on.
Right. But if you haven't been by, and again, there's some events coming up. Tonight, there's the candidate forum at the theater. And then, of course, tomorrow, the Mark Wills concert. Next week, the Gallagher show.
Yes.
Lots of opportunities to go check it out. But there are some changes to the exterior of the Civic Center. The building looks different. There's been some additional I don't know what you call those, pergolas or roof things?
They're calling it a trellis. We're getting a new trellis around to kind of set it off. And the new stucco's made a huge difference.
Yes.
So, yeah, the pretty parts.
That's very exciting.
So,
and make it look a little bit different. And probably the first major renovation since it was built in the 70s, I would think.
To the outside, for sure.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten new stucco before, but to have a total facelift is, I think so.
And it's very exciting. And so, and I guess from your job of booking events and planning things and being available for weddings and parties and things like that, it helps you with your marketing too, and the flexibility, right, for different sizes of events.
Sure, yeah, and we're going to have more amenities for our customers. So make sure you call and book your event for 2019 or 2020, because there might be a price increase going along with all this. So get it in early, and then that way you'll be grandfathered into the old prices and get a steal of a deal.
You can lock it in, but very, very
exciting. And we are booked well into 2019.
Are you already?
Yeah. Weddings, okay. Graduation parties, all kinds of stuff. So make sure you call us. It goes fast.
Very cool. And again, part of this too is the overall, when someone looks at having a meeting or convention in the Farmington area, they're looking at different sizes. And so I think part of the thought of expanding the ballroom was there isn't really another space the same size or what will be the future size of the ballroom to accommodate a dinner or dance or ballroom type event, right?
Exactly. Our banquet space is going to increase from about 420 to 620, which makes a huge difference for banquet type fundraisers or weddings, or even when you get down to having conferences and needing the additional breakout space.
Right.
Plus, you know, like you said, meal space and stuff like that. We'll have a little more flexibility.
Sure. So I imagine the Convention and Visitors Bureau is excited about these changes.
They are. They've been working with us, and you know, we've already bid on a couple of conferences, so it would be great if we could get some people from out of town up to Farmington, see what we have, and
check it out.
Yeah,
exactly. That would be great. And I know talk continues about downtown redevelopment. The Main Street project is moving forward and things like that. There's always talk about trying to maybe get a hotel in the downtown area, and that would be a great addition to the Civic Center neighborhood, I would think.
Exactly, because then we could team up, and you were just mentioning your old house on Allen. She's got some great things happening with co-working, and
we're
working with her. You know, if she doesn't have space, we can share, and if we don't have space, she can share. So lots of options with the Complete Streets project, and I mean, things are definitely changing down there.
Lots of opportunities, I think, too, for
exactly.
some business folks who may want to maybe think outside the box a little bit about trying something new and different.
For sure.
Which is what we're seeing in downtown Farmington.
Yeah.
So, well, Lisa, thanks so much for being here.
Let's
talk about those tickets one more time for Mark Wills tomorrow night, everybody. You just free up your schedule and go, right? If you get a free ticket.
Yeah. And it'll totally be worth it. He's amazing. We'll have a cash bar. He like he talked about during his interview, he's very interactive. He's a good entertainer.
Very much. Yeah.
Just besides the music. Yeah.
That's very true.
It'll be fun.
So we've got free tickets to the Mark Wills Show tomorrow night and free meet and greet. So actually meet him and hang out a little bit before the show.
Exactly.
Is how that works. So give us a call. 566-3909-505-566-390.9. Lisa, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the Civic Center.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Lisa Hutchins, my guest here on KSJE.
This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.